Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
It's 4:05. Andy Jacobs and I have just come off air. Max in for Paul all this week. So this is the post-show buzz, the adrenaline just coursing through our veins, Andy.
Good effort by you today, Max. Thank you very much.
Oh,
excellent
right.
preparation.
Oh, thanks.
And we had a chat with a Barnet supporter that hasn't missed a game for so long. I think it's 2020 consecutive matches.
2021 now, we discovered.
Consecutive matches. Incredible. So we had a chat with him. You want to put in where I basically...
You outed me as a Chelsea hater when I'm virtually completely indifferent to Chelsea. So I didn't quite understand where it came from. But it felt to me when the show...
I felt you were trying to sell Callum Hudson-Odoi to Bayern Munich.
It was the
you
moment...
You were desperate for him to get there.
I felt that was when the show really came alive, Andy.
You were prepared to pay his fare.
I really will,
ticket.
I won't pay his wages, though.
No,
that
not.
Is a step too far. What else? Will Gavin was good. Were we putting him in?
No.
Oh.
But he was good.
Right. Well, there you go.
It was a bit time sensitive, wasn't it?
Oh, I suppose it was. Yeah. But look.
So that's it. We had a chat about football and you brought in some nice vignettes.
I did bring in some vignettes. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I really like to.
Very fine.
You know, I've been telling you.
I'd say your vignettes were better than mine today.
Oh, really? Oh, so, well, the competition heats up for tomorrow's show, doesn't it? Anyway, here it is. Hope you enjoy it. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Anita. Good afternoon, Paul. Good afternoon, Matt.
Okay. I mean, I'm very happy. Like, I get, you know, people say, oh, you know, you'll never be James Richardson. You know, that's a bit harsh. I like him. People say you'll never be Lovejoy. I see that as a compliment. Calling me Paul, that's the greatest compliment you can give a broadcaster, frankly, isn't it?
It is. What are we going to have? I'm going to ask Will Gavin today, but I'll remember.
I hope so.
Later on. Anyway, so the big news really in the papers today, before we get on to the FA Cup weekend, was the fall in Dancing on Ice by Gemma Collins.
Yes.
For me, it was a definite dive.
Well, there was contact.
Worse than most Salah.
There was contact. I've got a great picture here. But, you know, contact is not enough to go down. And, hopefully, there'll be a three-game ban for Collins.
Three-show ban for Collins.
Three-show. But how many shows are left? I've not been following. I know Sam Matterface does the commentary, so I shouldn't knock it, but it's not my show. Would you go on it, Andy?
No. Talking of Sam's commentary, though, what a brilliant sound. I know there's been a lot of stuff about the terrible fans of New England. They are terrible, those people. But on the other hand, the majority, what a noise they made. There was one point, I've never heard this in commentary. Even Sam said in commentary, I've never heard a crowd so loud. I can't even hear myself think. It was really incredible. But
That whole game, you do wonder, you know, Everton's complete inability to defend any set pieces.
I know.
And what Lucadinha is doing, giving away like two of the most needless free kicks when he's in that back four that can't defend them. I mean, I feel for Everton fans. Not sort of totally pointless story.
No,
my favourite story.
It is difficult.
My favourite story is obviously the chairman of Notts County. I don't want to bring the tone down this
so early.
He's obviously apologised after accidentally tweeting out a picture of his undercrackers out on the on social media.
I never get this. I don't. I mean, you know, some women would say probably, oh, yeah, it's great. But I personally have never met a woman who would think that is a good thing to receive your phone.
Sort of thing. I have to see my naked body every morning. No one else necessarily needs to see it. But this you may not have seen from the G2 magazine. What he may have been doing, Alan Hardy, is getting ready for Valentine's Day because The Guardian have been down to Moonpig's printing and delivery headquarters. Family portraits or evidence of drunken embarrassment are standard fare, right, for Moonpig workers. You know, you upload a photo and you put it on a card. But around Valentine's Day, it all gets very smutty, apparently. So millions of people, the poor people at Moonpig, just open their file on a Monday morning and it's just covered with Hardee's. It's covered with, you know...
What?
It's covered with various pictures of people's paraphernalia. I don't know how you want to describe it. Well, there it is in 2018.
Not Robert Hardee, the great actor.
No, 368 orders were cancelled by Moonpig. They draw the line at, you know...
Yes, we get where you're going.
Yes, they draw the line...
Spell it out. It's fine. Lunchtime.
No, I won't use that word in that context. Anyway, the exciting thing you need to know is that I bring in lots of what I like to call vignettes, mainly because someone told me I wasn't allowed to use that word on TalkSport.
And
he is
our executive producer on the show. But don't
worry about it. Maybe. Anyway, that's the rebel in me. That's as maverick as it gets. Andy has said that... I can only read out one if the one before that was any good. So that was my first one.
Not bad.
Okay, not bad. All right. Well, you know, it's up to
you.
You've
got an hour ban now before you bring
it. A one-hour ban? Are you serious?
Well, it wasn't good
I was
enough.
Just about to get onto Nicholas Parsons calling for over 85s to get a tax break. I thought you'd be interested
in well into that.
I thought you'd be interested.
Okay, just that's fine. You can do that one.
Few years to go for you, Andy. You'll make more money for doing the same old nonsense.
I know. It'd be marvellous. I was watching the Arsenal Manchester United game on Friday night. A very enjoyable game. After it got going, but at one point, the first 15 minutes were a bit stodgy, and it says live bowls was available on the red button. I thought, if there's not a goal going in, I'll be switching. How many people would watch you tune in to Manchester United, Arsenal, Manchester United? Would want to know the bowls is on, would want to switch to the bowls.
It does make you think of, and I'm always sort of, I always feel for Kelly Cates or Dave Jones, you know, and after the game, you know, after Man City have just trounced Bournemouth 7-1, and they go, on Friday night, we've got Friday night football, it's Arsenal versus Crystal Palace. The early kickoff on Saturday, an out-of-sorts Spurs taking on Everton. And obviously you can download season 8 of Arrow, starring Mark Strong.
Yeah.
And you just think, they weren't here. That's not what their dream is, to promote this. They do it manfully, don't they?
Oh, they do. It's fair enough, really. The big question, of course, arising from the Palace-Spurs game is, where does Oliver Skip throw his rubbish away?
Please, get out. I feel for Spurs. I mean, I can play the Spurs, as everyone knows, my big team who win things. Thursday, they had a very small chance of winning 4 trophies. Now they have a very small chance of winning 2 trophies. But, Adrian had a rant, didn't he, about Harry Kane and Spurs thrashing Kane, to playing him 90 minutes every week, even when they're 6-2 up at Everton, when they're beating Bournemouth 5-0.
There were some odd ones, weren't there? When they were winning about 6 or 7-0?
Yeah, they brought him on against Tranmere.
Yeah, Tranmere. But then again, you know, the argument was that these Tranmere fans have paid good money to see Tottenham. They want to see the England captain.
That doesn't mean anything for Tottenham fans. But not only is that, yes, with hindsight, Harry Kane may have got injured if he'd been totally fit, but also... Fernando Llorente needs some practice, clearly. Like, looks like he hasn't kicked a ball in years and years and years.
That's what I said on Saturday. He needs a run of games.
And the team around him need to learn how to play with him. Tottenham don't just put the ball in the mixer. That's not what they do. Well, if you've got Llorente, you have to put the ball in the box. And they barely... I think Eric Dier put in one good cross. Just, I can't remember any other cross that wasn't done after they'd beaten the last man. I feel for him, but I mean, something...
I tell you who I thought was poor yesterday, though, was Zaha. I don't know. Danny Higginbottom in The Sun today was saying, oh, he's tactically aware, and he's just... I thought he looked so detached and disinterested. At one point, I wrote down, he should give his match fee to Andras Townsend, because he's working twice as hard as he did.
Well, you can't
You can't so be... much of the time, one-on-one, he had a few situations, and he got one shot in. He's a lot better than the way he's playing. I'm sure Palace fans aren't exactly thrilled with his form at the moment.
Yes, but, you know, he has... For a long time, he was single-handedly winning them football matches, and they couldn't win without him. So he's allowed an off day, and they still won, didn't they?
Ian Dark was commentating. I like Ian Dark, he's a good commentator, but he was commentating, and he said, Carl Walker-Peters, no relation to Carl Walker. Why would he be? It's a different surname. And even if he was, he'd be unlikely to have exactly the same name, wouldn't he? It's ridiculous.
Maybe he should use that just for every player he ever commentates on. We'd like to know how related everyone is to Carl Walker.
I don't think it related at all, really, but there you go. And poor old Peter Clark of Oldham, what a
brilliant day for him.
It's ridiculous.
It's the full house, isn't it?
That's what I said, the full house. The goal line clearance, the own goal, the great equaliser, concedes the penalty and sent off. That is sensational day's work for him, but there you go.
Well done to him. This is Hawksby and Jacobs. Do you want another? I'll give you one little one.
Oh, go on.
Here's a stat. When they hear the phrase, with the greatest respect, which happens a lot in the FA Cup, doesn't it?
Yeah.
With the greatest respect too.
No disrespect to the other one.
68% of Britons think it means, I think you're an idiot.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
And let's speak to a man who has seen 2020 consecutive Barnet games. The title Supervan is definitely apt for Steve Percy, and he joins us on the line now. Steve, good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Looking forward to it.
I bet you are.
I bet you're 2000. So is this going to be game 2021?
No, since that figure, it's 2021 already. It's going to be 2022 consecutive.
Okay, what was your favourite? Could you list them for us? What's the best Barnet game you've ever seen?
Well, the one I enjoyed most, funny enough, was the whole day was probably the most recent one at Sheffield United.
And tell us about it.
In the previous round, from start to finish, a really good journey up, very quick, got up there. Everybody was in a really brilliant mood. The whole day was unbelievable. We played so well, took the game to them. Sheffield United people, supporters and team and management were brilliant to us. Absolutely fantastic day out. It's probably what is the highest team we've ever beaten in a proper match. They were third at the time in the Championship. So.
Yeah, brilliant performance. Now, when you have a record like this, Steve, I mean, there must have been times, I know your brother's wedding you'll tell us about, but there must have been times when you've been ill or you've had family crisis. Have you managed to maintain this amazing streak?
Well, I've been lucky with my health, touch wood. There's been two or three times when I felt really, really rough, but managed still to get there and suffer in silence, as it were. A lot of luck, really. One time we nearly didn't make Gateshead away, managed to get there for about the last 12 minutes. Coach broke down.
Still counts, doesn't it?
Brilliant.
Absolute nightmare. Yeah, I managed to see us sending off and us scoring penalties.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, listen, I've been to see hundreds of Cambridge United games, nowhere near as many Barnet games you have. And I mean, quite often, Steve, I have sat there at half time or halfway through the first half and gone, why am I here? Like, this is terrible. I mean, has that ever occurred? I mean, it's not the quality of the football, is it, Steve? I don't know. Have you ever had a moment where you've had an existential crisis?
Quite a few times, actually. One, of course, was the last game at Braintree. Where we were, as good as we were at Sheffield, we were absolutely appalling at Braintree last week. Lucky to lose 4-0 to the team at the bottom. It could have been double that. You do think, why am I here? But, of course, then you look back at only a couple of weeks before the Sheffield United game, I think that's why I'm here. Especially with Barnet's continuous roller coaster, promotion, relegation, on and on and on it goes. So, managerial changes every other week. It's your club, and that's what you do.
We always say fans know their own team so much better than pundits because you watch them all the time. You live the team. Are you ever tempted to write to the owner or the chairman or write to the manager and say, "Look, why aren't you doing this?" I've done this in the past. I used to write to Chelsea manager and say, "Why don't you try this?" Have you ever done that? Have you ever got involved in that way?
Oh yeah. I mean, normally it's not been writing to them. It's actually meeting them personally. I've had many meetings in the past with Barry Fry, Martin Allen, in the days of Stan Flashman, unbelievable. Many meetings with Tony Kleapp as the current chairman for about 23 years, and voicing your opinions. The Ray Clements one was quite amusing. He can half shout that bloke.
Ray Clements? I didn't have him as a shout. Did he shout at you?
yeah. I was in his office and the paint was peeling, but we cleared the air, and after that we were best of friends. So.
That's good. Barnet often play Arsenal in pre-season, don't they? It's one of Arsenal's traditional pre-season.
We used to, because they used to have reserve games at the old Underhill ground. So it was part of the agreement that they would come with pretty much a first team every year.
Yeah. Did you go to those as well?
Oh, yeah. Any games, reserve games as well, when we used to have reserve teams. But, Yeah, the Arsenal ones were quite strange, really. We'd beaten more or less the first team Arsenal a couple of times, 2-1, and also a 10-0 defeat. So
I think a bit mixed results. So yeah. What about tonight then, Steve? What do you think? How do you think it might go?
Well, obviously, Brentford go into it as big favourites, but Sheffield United did that as well. I've no idea how serious the Brentford manager will take it. I mean, looking at their position in the table, I don't think they've got any relegation worries. It's probably unlikely to be playoffs for them, so I would presume that they will take it very, very seriously and look for the last 16 sort of thing. So it's going to be a tough game, but we've got a chance.
Have you ever seen John Motson down there? He always, it's his local team, he enjoys skating.
I've met him a few times in the past. Yeah, he's been down there. The current ground, I've seen him a couple of times, but of course he's on the other side of the ground there. I mean, I know him more from the Underhill days, where he used to be there quite a lot.
Do you have they given you? You know, they're going to name a stand after you, Steve. Do you have to pay for your? Do you have to pay for your ticket still? Surely they give you a freebie.
No, not with our chairman, I'm afraid. No, I still pay for everything. Yeah. It seems to be the more loyal you are, the more it costs you. Yeah. But he did put on cut price coaches for Sheffield. That's about the first thing he's done for a long time. So who knows?
And we're looking at a nice picture of you here in your Barnet kit, Steve. You've definitely got the footballer's haircut. You've got the Jerry Francis, I think.
We were quite successful in the late 60s, early 70s, so it sort of stuck with me.
So you haven't had it cut since in the 2020 games.
He hasn't had it restyled, I think is what he's saying. Not cut. He's had it cut, but not restyled.
Listen, Steve, that's so kind of you for coming
Wonderful
on.
Wonderful story, Steve. Yeah, well done.
And well done to you. It is people like you that keep lower league football going. Steve Percy, thanks so much for your time.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
I'm looking forward to transfer deadline day.
Yes.
Thursday. Obviously, we're after the Lord Mayor's show, really, after Jim White. I remember doing one transfer deadline day with you where the only thing happened in 3 hours was Graham Dorans going somewhere. But, I'm looking forward to another Graham Dorans special.
I'm hoping Graham Dorans is on the move.
Well, I've learned so much about it. I've forgotten it all as well, so we could reprise that one. Barry and I got very confused yesterday when Bakary Sakho moved from West Brom to Crystal Palace because we didn't know he'd gone from Crystal Palace to West Brom in the first place.
No.
So it was a really unsurprising transfer from us. Anyway, well, it's time of the show where I get to sit back. It's my favourite part of TalkSport.
I'm looking forward to yours.
Oh, what have you got? Well, I mean, I've got tips of the week male spa etiquette from David Baddiel. So you better start because that's where my bar is.
I've got an amazing picture. It was a story about this hotel, or it's actually a B&B in Torquay that won best B&B in the world. I don't know if you saw that. So the Sun decided that it's a bit like Forty Towers, which is in the same area. So they'd send a lookalike. They obviously couldn't get Well, obviously couldn't get Andrew Sexton because he's no longer with us, but they couldn't get John Cleese either. Mm. So they got a kind of lookalike, Fawlty and Manuel. Definitely the worst lookalike of the year.
But the real one would have been
sensational.
Speaking of hotels, have you seen somewhere the first robotic hotel has had to be closed down because
the robots
kept interfering. when they heard guests, it's in Japan, they heard guests snoring and thought they were requesting things. And I was listening last week that you ordered your
excuse me
anti-snoring pillows, and I just wondered, you know, obviously it would be the terrible hotel for you, given how you and Mrs. Jacobs are, you know, up half the night snoring away. I mean, is it just you, or is it the robot butler
will be in and out the bedroom
absolutely right
5 seconds.
How are your pillows? Have they arrived?
Well, they're not too bad, yeah. They seem to be working.
So. Do they? Okay, well, that's
good
news.
I can't really see the science in it. It just looks like a sort of flat pillow with not very much stuffing in it.
Okay, well, I mean, the good news is that should prolong your life, because I wondered if you'd planned your funeral or not, Andy.
No, I haven't.
The trend for non-traditional...
Paul has, though.
Has he?
Oh, God, he goes on and on about it. He's got all the details, what music they're going to play.
Are they playing Ozzy's Dream?
Talk about wishful thinking.
What's it? Were they playing Chaz and Dave? So what's he?
For my funeral.
Oh, for yours?
Oh, no, he's been planning... Oh, no, he hasn't planned his own. He's planning mine. He's so convinced that I'm going to go first. Well, he may well be right, of course.
Well, you know, the odds are, aren't they? Anyway,
well, the odds are. I agree with you.
The trend...
Just on a sheer age thing.
Yeah, the trend for...
We don't need to get Paddy Power on that one.
odds for the TalkSport presenters. Who's going to go first?
The TalkSport presenter Deadpool. Nothing so ideal, really.
8-10-89. Yeah, who's your money on?
I've got to be the favourite, haven't I?
Well, I'm not sure, because you're healthier than a few of them.
Well, you know, that's...
I mean, Glenn Denning, you know, like...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Smokes like a chimney, doesn't he? The trend for non-traditional funerals continued last year with one McDonald's-themed send-off. Can you imagine? And another described as Christmas in July.
In a sort of polystyrene box instead of a coffin. How did that work?
So, did you say no gherkins, please? While I'm being cremated, I don't want the special sauce. Christmas in July, Santa and Rudolph were in attendance, and mourners wore Christmas jumpers. And according to the Co-op Funeral Care, the demand for alternative hearses, such as cars painted in rainbow colours, has risen a fifth in 3 years.
Well,
something for you to ponder.
Well, it is. I mean, people like that. This was pointed out to me, actually. People know I like the court circular.
Mm.
And I'd missed this one. I did have one, actually, which is congratulations to the daughter of Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen.
Oh.
She's just got engaged. Very nice. Yeah. But this one... This is a birth of, what is it, a little daughter? Yeah, daughter Alexandra Irene to Katerina and James DePiro O'Connell.
Right.
And this baby is a sister to Minnie and Falafel.
That's a name of a child.
Falafel.
Falafel.
Labna, Bimbi, Otello and Ambrim.
Labna is another thing you have with falafel, isn't it?
Is it?
I'm trying to think. I mean, I'm just trying to think of someone famous whose surname is Rap, and then you could be...
Why would you call
Mr.
a
and Mrs. Falafel Rap?
You wouldn't call
maybe
a child.
Really, really like...
Falafel O'Connell.
Really
it's
like...
a strange name.
If you really like chickpeas, well, why not? The Undead Skunk says £20 on parry. We're not running a book on this. Are you going to the starriest wedding of the year, Andy?
What is it?
It's to be held at Whoopi Goldberg's New York apartment.
No, I haven't been invited.
The cake will be flown in from Nashville. Both the groom...
Who are they?
They're two French bulldogs.
Are they?
Fillmore and Izzy. The couple met while their owners were working on Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. Izzy will wear a dress created by her personal stylist. So this dog has a personal... Does he do anything else? Personal stylist, a former Christian Eriksen Dior designer, just a... bring it back to sport. Timothy White, known for his Hollywood portraits, will be the official photographer. There you go, Andy. So, you know, try and get in the books for that one.
That's bad, isn't it? Two things that are definitely cost far too much money are Gwyneth Paltrow's new perfume, Floorgasm.
Oh, can I guess?
Yeah.
What's it called? Floorgasm?
Floorgasm.
Oh, please.
Yes.
I'm going to say £350 a bottle.
No, 160.
Okay. Bargain.
So, bargain for you. And Prince Charlotte will be going to the same school as her older brother.
Yeah.
The fees for this particular school, bear in mind they're £4,000 and £6,000 a term.
Well, so
that's 18 grand a year to educate a four-year-old. That's a lot of money.
If you're playing The Price is Right, how about this? A real jet suit invented by Richard Browning. You can strap the 5 jet engines onto your person, 2 on each arm and 1 on your back. I know you've got a slightly sore back at the moment. So I'm going to recommend this. You can whiz through the air at up to 40 miles an hour.
Why not?
Gravity.co, if you want one. How much?
Well, it actually works, does it?
It actually
100
works.
100 grand?
Up a bit, please.
200 grand.
I think it's about Mesut Ozil wage. Now, 340 grand.
So Mesut could afford one, just for a week's wages.
He could buy 52 in a year, couldn't he?
That'd be good. That would work for it.
And what have you got, Andy?
Torquay watch, because we like to keep an eye on Torquay for our producer. We've suddenly become massively interested. They were having a terrible season, and honestly, he was inconsolable, the boy. In fact, I'd say he'd almost lost interest.
Mm.
That's how bad that Torquay had
ground
him down. And then Gary Johnson came in. What a hero. And they've never looked back. They're now clear of Woking, Ben Fletcher's team, who had a slight reverse to Wealdstone on Saturday. But Torquay won 7-2. They beat Oxford, apparently. Oxford to the sword, as he told me this morning.
Well done to them. Two possible jobs for you, if it doesn't all work out in this broadcasting game for you, Andy.
Yeah.
This is broadcasting. Jenny Campbell stepping down as a dragon on Dragon's Den. I'd quite like to see you on the end.
When?
On the end there.
Hilary DeVay was in Dragon's Den.
Yeah, with the shoulder pads.
Yes, we used to have a sort of section each Monday where it got, you know, once you start these ideas, you'll know about this from the Sturmey Archers, you start an idea and it seems like quite a fun idea.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of the season, you're desperate for it to end. So I had Hilary DeVay reviewing the weekend's football.
Right, and how did that go?
In a sort of Dragon's Den style.
Understood, yeah.
Yes, well, it was fun for a while.
But I'd see you as a sort of modern-day Theo Pathetis, where you just, everything you're given, you just break and say, well, I've broken it. The other possible job, if you don't like that, is on the Isle of Wight, has acquired its own superhero. An anonymous masked man called the White Knight, who has been seen patrolling the island looking for troublemakers. He's the UK's first member of something called the Justice Alliance, which is a superhero-themed neighbourhood watch founded in the States. The Knight's valour is yet to be tested. He went on patrol in Ventnor and spoke to several people, including a lovely couple who took a photo and handed out four information cards. Here's a photo. There we are. You could wear you could go around Chiswick dressed as a superhero, Andy.
I look tremendous.
You're on there.
Yeah.
Saying, look, you could be a vigilante.
Talking of America, the bloke who owns Starbucks, Howard Schultz, is planning to basically stand as an independent candidate against Donald Trump in the 2020 elections. I hope his campaign is stronger than his coffee. Thank you very much.
Very good.
Oh, marvellous.
There you go. Stick it to the corporations, Andy. That's it. You don't pay your tax, Jacobs will get you, won't it? Have you seen this story? This is terrible news for posh people. Even old Etonians are using estuary English now. It's in the I paper. Even the Duke of Cambridge shies away from using his grandmother's form of English. He told Match of the Day host Gary Lineker he'd have to ask the missus before taking their son, George, to his first football match. Barnaby Lennon, the former head of Harrow, has said, quote, being posh these days is not a good thing. There's been a long tendency for school children at private schools to adopt their own language with an emphasis on Mockney.
Yeah, so that's been around for quite a long time. Did you see that David Beckham had to supplement Victoria Beckham's fashion firm with £23 million he ploughed into the business?
Did he? How's it all going?
Well, I don't know. She's got a new fashion range which she's done with Reebok, and people have been quite critical because basically their own stuff is a lot cheaper than Victoria's, which is basically the same as their stuff, but it's just got a VB logo on it. And she says she spent the past 9 months personally testing each item. I don't know how you personally test a logo. Quite tricky, really, but there you go.
Thanks very much. I mean, since we mentioned taking a book on which TalkSport presenter was going to pass this mortal call first, frankly, if all the people you've suggested in the last 5 minutes were dead, there'd literally be no presenters. So that's very kind of you.
There'd be like a new broom.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of people might think it was
what
good.
What are you saying? We just sort of, not it's not a huge sort of pact between us. And none of us
well,
are on.
Well, it's a bit like, have you seen this in Coronation Street? They've told all their stars to take a pay cut, right? But if they all basically went out on strike, you know, together, they basically got together, the scriptwriters would have a few problems, wouldn't they? They'd have suddenly have something.
Who are you?
Terrible disaster.
No.
Where they kill off the entire cast.
No.
And replace them with a sort of less expensive cast.
Well, they could just do what Neighbours used to do and just bring in a totally different actor and not mention it.
Well,
do you not remember?
True, yeah. Oh, yeah.
When Jane came back with a different. No, it was.
No, Jane was
it?
The same Jane.
Jane was the same
Brad
Jane.
Brad was a different Brad.
And who did Libby Kennedy came back She just was a brunette for 6 months.
Oh, yeah. This woman replaced her. Yeah, it was about 3
Nobody
months.
Mentioned it.
That was really confusing.
Thought her parents would say, you look slightly different.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Callum Franklin is a chef and a judge of the competition. Thanks for joining us, Callum. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on.
No, it's a pleasure. Are you a specific sausage roll chef, or you know, is that just
a bit limiting? I'd say really,
it's a little limiting. Yeah. No. What I do is kind of all things savoury pastry. So pies, sausage rolls, Scotch eggs, all the British classics, really.
Okay. It's interesting the sausage roll, because listeners might think, well, a sausage roll is just a normal thing that you buy in Greggs, and of course that's one version of it. Yep. But there are some really spronzy versions, aren't there? Some quite sort of, you know, with onion marmalade and different sort of quality of pork and all this. And so it's become a bigger thing, the sausage roll, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, I think it's like a British classic. So if we can treat it with a bit of respect and nice ingredients and nice pastry, it kind of does make it a very good dish.
Is the sausage roll, but it sort of the shorter and the fatter the sausage roll, the posher it is, right? You know, your long, thin sausage roll is a sort of
old classic. Yeah, I've bought you some posh ones.
But now sausage rolls are getting so thin, but they're so fat. Is that not a stupid point?
Well, for me, I think, like, ratio of meat to pastry is quite important. And, I like one with a lot of meat in it. Otherwise, I feel I'm getting gypped or something. But I bought some into the studio today, which are, like, big, fat ones for you guys.
Okay, I mean, what about flavourings? I mean, are they your bog-standard sausage roll flavours, or do people start messing with it a bit?
Well, in the competition, which is coming up on Wednesday, I think we're going to talk about that in a minute, there are some bonkers ones. Yeah, some people sort of go all out with different flavourings. But for me, like a classical flavour, pork and sage, something like that, pork and
it's
onion.
Beautiful thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep it simple.
So give us an idea, sorry, Max, give us an idea of some of the sort of, you know, madder ones for this year's competition.
To be honest with you, I think we're going to see some vegan things coming in. Silence.
Yeah. Well,
Greg's have done it. They're doing really well.
Yeah, look, I think veganism is a big thing this year. I think we're going to see some in the competition. And I think it's a good thing.
Is Piers Morgan a judge or
no? He's just going to get really angry at home.
Of course he is. Yeah. So how does the competition work? I mean, how many contestants do they come up? And so, like, Britain's Got Talent, and you give them a buzzer when you're not impressed with their sausage roll. What's the format?
There's a panel of judges. We sit there, and there's generally about sort of 15 to 20 chefs, and they all have a slot to serve their sausage roll, and we all try it. It's a lot of sausage to eat over a period of a few hours.
You don't eat the whole thing, do you?
Have a little bite. Yeah. And then, the roll-off champion is crowned at the end of it.
I don't know who the judges are this year, but last year, Kate Ovens was one of the judges. Which is an appropriate name for somebody in a competition like this, I think.
Is it important? Because you sort of wonder, if you're on first, right, you're hungry, right? So that's a good thing. But you might be forgotten. And if you're on 20th, well, you've already eaten 19 sausage rolls. I mean, you'd be dying for anything else.
Yeah, I mean, there is definite luck of the draw. But there isn't a lot of sport as well, right? You see that sometimes.
It's the same in Bake Off, isn't it? When they're having to judge 12 things. By the time they get to the 12th one, you think, whoa.
But I think as a judge, you just have to bear that in mind all the time. That if you're eating the last one, not to be sort of jaded by the fact that you've already eaten 19 before.
What's the prize for winning this?
I think it's just the glory.
Oh, is it?
Really? Golden sausage.
And these are all chefs. There's no amateurs? Are they all professional?
No, these are all professional chefs.
Right.
It's funny. Chefs are a really competitive bunch. So when something like this comes along, it's big chefs enter this competition.
Are these ones you've made particularly?
Yeah, these are from my pie shop, which is in Holborn. So I've brought some. Just sort of go along with the theme today. I brought you some as a gift.
Want to try one?
Yeah, I'd absolutely love to try a sausage roll. I was just criticising people for eating on air.
Okay.
Wow, God, that's enormous.
That one?
Well, I'll have a look. I don't know. Let's have a look.
There's two in there.
There's two in there. Well, you
make that's very kind of you.
Want to handle your own? I don't really want to.
No, I don't mind if you handle my sausage rolls.
Well, all right, so
they've got an excellent.
Just sprayed myself with hand sanitizing gel, which is never a good look. Let's
good
be honest.
Glaze on them. Is that sort of butter on the glaze?
No. We use egg yolk.
Okay.
To give it a nice shine.
Okay. Butter on the glaze.
What do you mean? I'm not a professional sausage roll man. Are you? What's the best sausage roll you've ever made, Andy? Am I just going to eat? I mean, I was going to eat this and say it's nice, obviously, but I'll crack on.
And he's putting it in his
mouth.
Oh,
there's some tension now.
It's a great sausage.
So what's the difference between the difference between the one Max has got and the one I've got here?
They're the same. They're the same sausage.
Exactly the same, aren't they?
Ketchup with a sausage roll acceptable or not?
Yeah, I think so. Or brown sauce as well. The man might be a bit controversial, but yeah, for me, I quite like ketchup with mine.
Okay, fair enough.
A bit of mustard.
That's quite a thin bit of pastry there.
Yeah, nice and flaky.
I'm very good.
Are you happy with that? Tell us where and when. Is there a big? Can supporters go along? Can sausage roll fans turn up?
So it's held at the Red Lion Pub in Barnes.
Yep. Okay.
Wednesday night. I think generally you can get to the pub from 12 midday.
when the pub opens, so you're well oiled for the competition.
The prize should be presented by that bloke that had the hit at Christmas about sausage rolls.
Meat pie sausage roll, was that one?
Yeah. What was it? I built this city on sausage rolls.
I'm told it was by someone called Lad Baby.
Yeah, we had him on. Maybe not, big then. Forest fan.
You had him here?
Yeah. Well, no, we spoke to him.
Are you a Charlton fan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, do you make a sausage roll? A Clive Mendonca? Yeah. Your favourite, I don't know who your favourite Charlton player is of all time.
Well, actually, it's not a bad idea. Maybe we should name it a Mendonca roll.
Yeah, or a Johnny Robinson.
Yeah.
What's those classic, and a Kerbishley.
Kerbishley a bit more, roll. Probably shouldn't really. Should
you don't want to eat any.
Wait till the break.
Eat an Alan Kerbishley. Are you happy with how Charlton are getting on this year?
Yeah, fourth at the moment. Mm-hmm. And couple of good, it was a draw the last game.
You beat Accrington, didn't you? And there was a great moment where one of your fans invaded the pitch and then went two-footed in on your centre-back and caught him right in the wotsits.
Yeah.
Which went viral, which was a nice moment for Charlton fans.
Yeah, a nice season, and Wimbledon are last, so it's going all right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, listen, thanks so much for coming in, Callum.
Thank you. I
appreciate it.
Good luck with the competition.
Thank you very much.
Callum Franklin then, a chef and a judge. And
a maker of very, very nice sausage rolls.
Absolutely, yeah, they're great, aren't they? I was trying to have a healthy Monday, but clearly that's not, sort of gone out of the window.
Well,
now,
you don't have to eat the whole thing.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.